What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin, 216-474-0092. Anthony will say hi to you if you call that number, and we'll try to get you on the air, especially knowing that we've got some guests coming up here. Frank Stamm's going to join us at 11, Chris Rose at 11:20, and then you'll hear Kevin Stefanski's press conference later today at 1:20, and maybe some players in the 11 o'clock hour as well. We've been talking about Kevin Stefanski a little bit here, and it just I'll be honest, I kind of like the attitude the team has right now, and I like the fact that he has instilled a little bit more intensity into this preseason that we've seen. Now, I know you want to sit here and debate the quarterbacks and what's going on with the quarterbacks, but I think the picture is much bigger than that, and you know, we've seen some differences. You know, we talked about going live, and we've talked about the ability to use the starters here in the last preseason game, some things that maybe he's wanted to do, although sometimes you never know. Is it him or is it the front office? But didn't go to Greenbrier this year. Decided to have joint practices with two teams rather than one, trying to up the ante when it comes to intensity. And I like kind of where Kevin's taking this thing right now. We'll see how it plays out. I don't think people think this team's going to win a lot of games this year, but I can tell you this. I think Kevin has changed, and I think Jeff used a better word, evolved. I don't know if it's because he wanted to evolve or because of necessity, because they only won three games last year.
We all evolve, either that or, you know, you don't. And then when you don't, you're in trouble. Hmm. You have to grow.
Do you like this guy? I don't know that he's changed drastically, but do we like this version of Kevin
Stefanski?
Seems
like the same guy to me.
And do you think Kevin has the pressure to win?
He's an NFL coach. There's always pressure.
Yeah, but is there a threshold? Is there a number? He's got to get to four wins. Like Dan said, he just needs to show improvement. Maybe they only win four games, but he shows that this team is knocking on the door.
If this team looks really flat this year or just has nothing going for it, I think they're all in trouble. If you play well and you don't win, I think they have a chance. Again, I think it would be a complete mulligan on the part of the entire organization if the team doesn't win football games, is somewhere around 3, 4, 5 wins, and everybody's back. To me, that would, and maybe it's justified, but I would think that it's a mulligan to the entire organization that, okay, that set us back. We think we have the right people in place, and we're going to allow them to build this. But we took a big swing and a miss, according to your owner.
Yeah.
On a guy who's still on the team, which I'm sure that makes him feel really good.
I agree.
Not that that matters, but whatever.
I agree with Dan. I just think he needs to show improvement. I do think they need to get to at least, they've got to get to 5 or 6 wins. They have to. And the other part of it is I think you need to look at the other side of the schedule and see how the teams they play finish at the end of the year. And if you start looking at all the team, if like, you know, they're losing to playoff teams week in, week out, I think you can weigh that in if you think your team's getting better and you're on the verge of beating these playoff teams. And you know, sometimes sometimes you got to lose to win down the road. And I'm not saying that that's the way, you know, it, like, you know, you always say it's hard to beat a team three times, right? Hard to beat a team. Why? Because, and I just had a conversation with somebody this morning, that maybe the team that beat you twice just kind of goes into it going, okay, we know how to beat these guys. We're going to beat them. And that team that's lost twice is saying, okay, this is what we have to do to get better, that they're constantly trying to improve, that they're trying to, you know, push themselves to get over the hump because they've got a natural hurdle in the way. I know if you can see some kind of improvement like that, then I think Kevin could be, you know, Kevin's back for another year, but this is just going to be a weird season. I'm sorry, especially now that we've walked into this with, you know, 4-6 quarterbacks, no matter how you want to look at it. Jeff is in North Carolina. Hello, Jeff.
Jeffrey.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, going to be a weird season, no doubt. I think, you know, next year, Jansky is there. I did a little research when you had me on hold during the break. The only two coaches in NFL Browns history to win 11 or more games in a regular season, Paul Brown and Kevin Stefanski. The only other Browns coach to get Coach of the Year, and that does matter. It's you know, voted on by your peers. Forrest Gregg in 1976. And since 1999 when we came back, Butch Davis, the only other guy to get us to the playoffs, and Kevin's been there twice in his tenure. So I just hope everybody has a sense and an understanding of how difficult it is to win in the NFL, especially when you do not have a quarterback. And we don't this year.
Jeff, it seems Jeff, it seems that you like Kevin. So let me ask you this. Do you, Kenny, have you noticed the changes here in camp? And do you think that this team's heading in the right direction with a little bit more of an intense attitude?
Yeah, I don't know that we can know that. I think only the coach knows that. And I do think you have to be different every year. If you have an older team, a more experienced group, you can lay off them a little bit. If you have a younger team, and in this case, I think trying to establish culture around a couple of young quarterbacks and a new player in Pickett, I think you have to be different. I think every year is different. I think every year is a new reset, and only the great coaches have the ability and wisdom to see what their team needs and push the right buttons. And, you know, I think if Coach Stefanski thinks being a little harder on them this fall is what this team needs in 2025, I 100% agree with them.
All right, Jeff, thank you. Appreciate it. Call again, my friend. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. Let's go let's go this way. It's, is it Avalon in Cleveland? Avalon? Is that right? Hello, hello?
It's Alvis.
Is it Alvis?
Yeah, Alvis in Cleveland.
I spelled it wrong. All right, Alvis. I'm sorry about that, Alvis. How are you today?
Hey, I'm all right. Hey, I just want to say I'm not really feeling Stefanski this year, man. And then all this talk about every rep is earned and is not given. Like, the two rookie quarterbacks, I don't believe that they did someone say, one of them.
I'm not trying to cut you off, Alvis. Did somebody actually say that? I don't, Jeff, have you heard that? Every rep is earned? I may have missed it. Do you know who said it?
That's what Kevin Stefanski said. He just, okay. One of the clips that y'all just played, he said that. I don't think neither one of the quarterbacks got a chance to see what they could do. Truthfully speaking, if it was me, if it were me, I would start one of the quarterbacks, one of the rookie quarterbacks. This is why I say that. One of those quarterbacks is a gem. One of those quarterbacks is a gem. One of those quarterbacks is our franchise quarterback. So, therefore, you start one of those to see where you at. Now, if you hit and one of these quarterbacks is a gem, then you can take your first-round picks, and either you can have someone trade up to get more first-round picks later on down the line, or what I would do is use my first-round picks to build up my offensive line. I would go get a group of young guys from like Alabama, Penn State, Wisconsin, and I will build up my offensive line with my picks, and I will work on my secondary.
So, Alvis, let me make sure I get this straight because I'm listening to your philosophy. Do you believe that every college quarterback that is drafted should be ready to go when they get to the NFL?
No, I'm not going to say every quarterback, because every quarterback has a different skill set. Every quarterback has been trained different. Every quarterback has been in different systems. Some quarterbacks can pick up on things quicker than others. But my whole thing is, you started Joe Flacco. Okay,
yeah.
He's a veteran. I understand that. He's not getting no reps, really. They feel that he don't need any reps. Okay, now let's go back to the
Gave him reps against the first team in these joint practices.
In the joint practice. But what I'm getting at is he's not really getting enough reps for him to be the starting quarterback to lead this team. Because guess what? When we went in the playoffs, they sat him down when they had a little bye in the playoffs. They sat him down for that game he didn't play, and then when he came in and played,
I forgot about that.
Yeah, when he came in and played, guess what he did?
It was rusty.
He threw two pick sixes, and we lost that game. So this is what I'm trying to say, that even though he may know the system or whatever the case may be, he still needs the reps. If you ask me, he still needs the reps. If he's going to be our starting quarterback, he needs the reps, period.
That's he's supposed to get him on Saturday. Fair point. Good point. I appreciate it, Elvis. Thank you, Elvis. Good job. It's a good phone call. I got time for one more. Yeah, let's do one more. Let's do Lewis Shaker. Hi, Lewis.
What's up, Lewis?
I totally disagree. Totally with the last call. I totally disagree. Okay. For one thing, I have a problem with Stefanski, and I'm going to find out Saturday. Stefanski is too cerebral. I mean, open up the offense. Go downfield. I'm tired of the 10, the 15 yards. Dink and dunk. I want to see some Eric Coryell. Do y'all know who Eric Coryell was?
We better. Otherwise, Jeff and I are done. We're done.
I want to see some Eric Coryell go downfield. Now, that last caller.
We don't have Dan Fouts at quarterback.
Yeah, and then you got. Hey, do you know who taught Dan Fouts? You know who taught him how to be a good quarterback?
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
I'm just throwing it out there. You probably don't. Don Reed, he was at Oregon. Go ahead, sorry. Go ahead.
Anyway, you start Flacco. Let the quarterbacks watch and learn. I mean, the pros is totally different from college. I mean, college, you got an 18-year-old who come in and who bench pressing 185 pounds. You got grown men. You got grown men benching 500 pounds. And I have seen somebody bench 500 pounds. Now, come on now. Let him watch and learn. Bring whoever. I don't care who's starting. I don't care if it's Shador, Gabriel. I want winners. I'm not looking for next year. Oh, yeah, okay, we're going to win four or five games. And I'm not satisfied with that.
Lewis, did you watch that Kenny Pickett video like you said you were going to?
No, you know I don't like Kenny Pickett. You know I'm going to watch that.
Yeah, but you told me you'd watch video. You told me you'd go watch some highlights.
I'm sorry, folks. I lied to you, man. You know I don't like
I would Lewis, watch Lewis, if we had something to give away, I would give you phone call of the week. So far, you'd be the front runner for phone call
for honesty.
Thank you, Lewis. Appreciate you. Lewis, I love it. I love it. Oh, my God. We're talking about a rookie maybe getting a chance to learn. Right? Why is it that we got to throw these guys in the fire right away? I think that's the way the Browns are looking at it. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps right here, 92.3. The Fan. Frank Stams joins us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.